My name is Florian Haase. I'm the host of this series, and I invite you to take a closer look at our firm. I will be talking to great colleagues from all over the world. More than 5,000 employees, more than 100 offices in roughly 50 countries. These figures are important because they define our strength and global coverage. But after all, they are only figures. The aim of this series is therefore to introduce you to the people behind the services we offer, and the people that are united in achieving the best results for our clients. And with me today is Alice Salomits from our Tallinn office in Estonia. Welcome, Alice.
Thank you, Florian, and hello from Estonia.
So, Alice, to start off, tell me, what's that you are doing at Röhl & Partner?
Currently, I am head of office of Röhl & Partner Estonia, but in parallel, I'm also responsible for the legal and tax. So I am a combination of manager, attorney, and a tax advisor.
And from your background, you're saying that you're responsible for the legal and tax services in Estonia. So do you have a law background or an economic background or even both?
From the background, I do have a classical law background. I am by profession an attorney at law. So if we are talking generally in Estonia about the tax advising as a profession, then in Estonia, we do not have such a certified profession as a tax advisor. So tax advisors do come either from the background of accounting, economics, or from the legal. So I am one of the few ones who is coming from the background of legal, because most our colleagues who are into the tax advising have economics or accounting background, actually.
Same in Germany, actually. Well, as you know, I'm a lawyer myself, and I practice tax, but we also in our firm have many colleagues who have an economic background and still practice tax professionally. Well, in Germany and in many other countries, we have the discussion, I mean, where's the borderline between accounting and taxation? Do you also draw that line in Estonia? So meaning that auditors cannot audit firms where their own colleagues have done the accounting or the tax declaration, or is there no such differentiation?
In Estonia, we do have also such differentiation. It is quite strictly viewed that the auditors should not audit the companies which have been served by the same group. So we do have the line drawn here. But what we see also that auditors are for the clients quite often this first line of contact regarding tax questions. So sometimes in the course of audit, they get tax questions, actually. How to do something? How to declare something?
Exactly. And also what we see with our clients, many of our listeners will know that Röhl & Partner is famous for advising companies with German origin who expand to other countries. First thing you need in a foreign country is probably a good bookkeeper for a start, yeah? And accounting services. So that's the first point of contact then also with taxation. Coming back, Alice, I think our listeners will particularly be interested in learning how we have structured our business and our services in Estonia. So maybe you can tell us about this first. How many colleagues do we have? What kind of services do we offer in general? And then maybe with a special focus on taxation.
Currently in Röhl & Partner Estonia, we have altogether 30 colleagues. And we provide services currently in legal, tax, audit and accounting. And tax also is divided into the tax and advisory part. And maybe what is unique for Estonia is that we cater international companies, not only German origin companies, but also other international companies who have invested to Estonia. And in parallel, we have also very large local companies portfolio. So we are also advising local Estonian companies.
That is indeed a little rare in the Röhl world, yeah? Because as you know, most of our foreign offices serve the foreign subsidiaries of German companies. And interesting to learn that that's different in Estonia. Do you know if the same is true for the other Baltic states? I mean, we're talking about Estonia today, but maybe you can give us also a brief overview of the of this state of play in Lithuania and Latvia and what we do there? Is that similar?
In Lithuania and Latvia, we also have offices catering for legal, tax and audit services. Maybe what is different compared to Estonia is that in Lithuania and in Latvia, both their part of German business is actually much larger than it is in Estonia. So naturally, they have much more German origin clients than we do.
Coming back to taxation, because that's also my profession, as you know, I mean, what are the services that your client need most? I guess it's probably the classical tax declaration work, so filing tax returns, helping with tax audits. And so do you also do tax structuring, or do we have any rare specialization maybe in tax? What can we offer there to our clients?
The main part of the tax advisor is what we call tax compliance, filing monthly declarations that we have to do in Estonia. Since we file every month both income tax declarations, social tax declarations, and VAT declarations. So this is part which is very tightly tied to the PPO services or accounting services. What we do in addition is that we also advise our foreign investors when they are at the stage of setting up of companies or deciding where to set up the companies. Maybe what is unique for Estonia, and it's not always good, by the way, is that everyone thinks that we do not have a corporate income tax. In fact, we do have a corporate income tax. But this is a starting point where we get most of the requests.
What are the most important facts that investors should know from a tax perspective when they want to invest in Estonia?
We do have a corporate income tax, but it is delayed corporate income tax because Estonia taxes at the moment when the profits are distributed. Maybe what is unique and not always easily to understand for people not so familiar with the Estonian tax system is that dividends are taxed at the company level. So the company pays the corporate income tax on the dividends. It's not the withholding tax as such or related to a certain person, but it is the company who must pay. However, what Estonia has now introduced from 2019 is that as a general rule, we tax dividends with 20%. But from 2019, we have introduced that if you distribute every year dividends, then it's possible for you to apply also lower tax rate of 14%. So this should encourage companies to really pay out dividends.
To make that very clear, it is still the case that as long you do not distribute profits, you're not paying any taxes on corporate level. So if you reinvest money, so maybe you have very profitable business in one business sector and you want to open up a business in another business sector, which maybe will incur losses in the beginning. So you keep the money in the company, you reinvest into the other business sector and you're not paying any taxes. Is that correct?
Exactly. This is what our tax system aims for, that you should actually reinvest the money that you generate in your business. And this is maybe uniqueness that was in 2000, at the beginning of 2000s, when this system was introduced, this was a very unique thing. But of course, as you know, we have to change the system with the OECD initiative, Pillar 2. This will bring us in future, it changes. However, at this moment, we do not know what they will be. Because Estonia at the moment has enabled to negotiate for itself a period of grace, let's say, until 2030. So then we have to change something. At this stage, when we look at what our Ministry of Economy and Finance is saying, is that in fact it affects only maybe large businesses, maybe only 7% of Estonian companies. But my estimation is that once we start to change the system, it will affect each and every company. And the reason is very simple. The tax basis for the state is not so large. So you have to find more resources for income for the state. Yes, we have a VAT, but you cannot increase it so much. We have a personal income tax, but again, you cannot increase it too much. So what is the natural source of income? Corporate income tax. So my estimation is that we see changes, and we see changes which might affect each and every company acting in Estonia. But what are the changes? That we do not know yet.
You already mentioned Pillar 2, which is for those of our listeners who don't know, the OECD initiative about a so-called global minimum taxation. Estonia has been an EU member state since 2004, if I remember correctly. And we have seen in the European Union lately a lot of European skepticism amongst countries. We've seen that in many areas. If we remember the refugee movement a couple of years ago, there Hungary was blocking European initiatives. We're now seeing Pillar 2, where Poland is blocking European initiatives. What is the EU spirit like in Estonia? Is there a lot of pro or a lot of con? What's the state of play there?
Estonia has always been a pro-European. Actually, when we gained our independence at the beginning of 19th, then Estonia had two aims. One was to join EU, another one was to join NATO. Today, we are members of the both institutions. We are still very pro-European. I think Estonians are the number one leading nation who implements each and every EU initiative to the world. Maybe sometimes it's not always good, but we do it. And still, even in today's world, if we look what is happening in our neighboring countries, then people are saying that EU is for us a safety pillar. And that's true, actually.
You also mentioned explicitly that you're proactively working on that. Is that also so true for the tax area? I guess when we have European directives, you implement them into national law. Is that also true for judgments of the European Court of Justice? So have we seen that in the tax area, that Estonian national tax laws have been amended after judgments of the European Court of Justice?
Here I must say no. We follow actually European Court of Justice case law. And the reason is very simple, because we do not have our own national case law so much in the field of taxation. So for us, it's a natural source to go into. When we are interpreting, we are always looking into the European Court of Justice case law. Or we also look into OECD a lot, commentaries of OECD. And actually, our tax board is also following it. This is something that helps us.
Do you have special tax courts, or are they part of the normal legal hierarchy in the court system?
We do not have a special tax or finance courts. The tax is part of the so-called administrative courts. But what we see now is that we have judges who are specializing into tax.
Alice, towards the end, we'll play a little game. I will name two terms each, and you have to answer spontaneously which one you prefer, and maybe with some short explanations. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so first terms, Alice Salomits or Alice in Wonderland?
Both. Alice in Wonderland is a wonderful book, and the movies later on made. And I sometimes feel that I am in Wonderland.
Next one, Baltic Sea or Mediterranean Sea?
In this case, Mediterranean Sea. If I look outside right now, then right now it's warm. It was in the morning plus 15. Yesterday evening it was plus 7, and it was raining and cold. So definitely Mediterranean at this point.
Okay. Income tax or value-added tax?
For me, income tax. It's easier to understand and to apply.
Cycling or hiking?
Definitely hiking for me. I'm more a mover on my feet. So for me, it's always preferred to hike than to cycle.
And last pair of terms, fish or meat?
Definitely meat. I'm a meat kind of girl. Anytime a meat is something for me.
And now the very final question, which is actually the most important one. What makes Rödl & Partner special for you?
Rödl & Partner is special for me because of the people. Because of you, Florian. Because of all my colleagues in Estonia and worldwide. This is what makes special. And I have been a big fan of Rödl & Partner since 2005, actually, when it was the first time that my former office started to cooperate with Rödl & Partner. So it's all about the people. And I'm so happy to be part of the Rödl & Partner family.
And we are happy that you are part of this family too, Alice. I think there's nothing to add to this heartwarming answer. And time's up already. Many thanks for being on the show, Alice. It was a pleasure talking to you. And dear listeners, dear friends and clients, this was Tax Unplugged, a podcast series by Rödl & Partner. And at least now all of you know whom to go to when you're seeking tax advice with respect to beautiful Estonia. Alice Salomets is the person to go to. That's all for the moment. All the best and talk to you soon.
This was Tax Unplugged, the Rödl Tax Podcast, where we take you behind the scenes of our firm. For more information, topic insights, and current events, visit Rödl.com. We pave the way worldwide.